You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today, we look at Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17 to 19. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments! Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. What we see here is the Lord speaking to his people, warning his people, admonishing his people, telling his people, I speak to you for your good. The translation here says, who teaches you to your profit. And what the Lord means by that is, what I teach you is for your good. It's for your benefit. It's so that you can prosper. And part of what he teaches, of course, is his commandments. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. Oftentimes, we regard the Lord's teaching as a burden, especially the commandments. We can view the commandments as something imposed upon us that makes life more difficult for us. But what the Lord says to us here is, I give you this teaching, I give you these commandments for your own good, so that your peace, your contentment would be like a river, and you would become righteous. Your offspring, your descendants, your children would be as numerous as the sand on the shore of the sea, your descendants like its grains. When we receive God's teaching, as he intends it for us, as something for our good, something from which we can profit, when we receive it as joy and we listen to it and we do what he says, then we prosper. When we reject it, when we turn away from it, when we fear it because it seems burdensome to us, we lose. We are the losers. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus speaks about the way that people respond to him. And he uses an interesting little comparison. It's a children's game. So in Matthew 11, beginning in verse 16, but to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We piped to you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. This is comparison to children sitting and saying, anything we propose to you, you don't want to do. If we suggest this game, you say, no, you want to do something else. It's childish. And that's the comparison that Jesus uses for those who listen to him and to John the Baptist. Both John the Baptist and Jesus came in the name of God, bringing God's word, and people's response to both of them was rejection, to not listen to them. On the one hand, they say, for John, because he's so harsh, John came neither eating or drinking, they say, he has a demon. What's wrong with this man? Then Jesus comes, eating and drinking, and they say, a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. So whatever approach God takes, they respond by looking for something else, by throwing off his teaching. And yet, as God tells us in Isaiah, what I say to you, the commandments that I give you, the teaching that I present to you is for your profit. It's for your good. It's so that you yourself can prosper. I am the Lord your God who teaches you for your own good and leads you in the way that you should go. We need to have a heart open to God and to His Word, a heart ready to listen to Him, a heart ready to hear what He has to say, to accept it, and to put it into practice. And then, as God says to the prophet, your peace would be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.